This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
It is time again. Here we go on a Thursday as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer here. Charlie Usen producing the show, other side of the glass. Still to come, if you haven't filled out the poll question yet, you need to do it. Go on social media to The Fan Milwaukee. With the passing of actor Gene Hackman earlier today, they found him, his wife, and dog passed away in their house. Does the movie Hoosiers make your top three sports movies of all time? So you can vote first, you can vote second, you can vote third, or other, and then, you know, tweet where that movie Hoosiers falls for you. So we'll get into those results coming up in the next segment. Plus, things we missed on today's show, including the Brewers playing right now against Kansas City Royals. Give you some highlights from that game, too. All coming up before we get out of here at 5 o'clock. Joining us now for our Green and Gold update, brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. He is Ryan Fowler, NFL and college football analyst with the Draft Network. Follow him on Twitter at _RyanFowler_. Ryan, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right. So you're down there in Indianapolis checking all this stuff out at the Combine. Lots of different stuff, I think, when we talk about the Combine. And that is, I think, going in, the fear of a workout warrior then not panning out once you draft him. When you look at guys in this combine situation, and we just started today, are there a couple of guys you look at and go, yeah, they may test well, but I'm not sure the film backs it up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great question. I think there's a couple guys. Even right now, we're seeing these edge guys start to test with verts and broads coming out of the combine. Jamar Stewart from Texas A&M. Now, there's been some interesting conversations with some folks this week as far as how high Shamar can go. You know, the athletic profile is sensational on him. The production, however, in the SEC has not been there. However, what they asked guys to do along that Texas A&M front this year was different as far as we need to stop the run first before ever getting after the passer. So that projectability is there in his game. However, the film has not backed it up. But I think if there's one guy right now, Steve, I look at and say, this guy may be a workout warrior this week, it's Arian Smith. The wide receiver from Georgia, very rarely every single year do we have a guy that has a world-class ability. He has world-class speed. He won the 200-meter title in Florida as a high schooler, won the 2019 Prefontaine Classic and the elite event at the 100 meters. He may run high 4.2s, low 4.3s, be the fastest guy here. However, the drops are extremely concerning. Now, if he can find a happy median in his game to be a guy to say, hey, I can be a wide receiver 3 or a wide receiver 4 for an offense – that type of speed will immediately force teams to increase their depth in the secondary, and I expect him to have a role. However, that's the one guy, if I had to look at him as a workout warrior this week, that may not show up on tape. It's Arian Smith as a guy that I would not be surprised, again, runs the fastest 40 here in Indy.
I want to go back to Shamar Stewart. Shamar Stewart is a guy that a lot of people have mocked to the Green Bay Packers. Because if we're being honest, it fits what Brian Gutekunst has done. Rashawn Gary, not a ton of production in Michigan, but put up good numbers. Lucas Van Ness, not a ton of production at Iowa, but put up good numbers. That tends to be the way they tend to go, is they don't worry much about his production, more about the RAS score, that relative athletic score, more than anything.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I like Shamar. You know, I remember conversations back in November, December. There was top 15 buzz here for Shamar. I personally didn't see it at the time, but you know, as the months have gone on and done a little bit more of a deeper dive into what Shamar can be, and you know, you just mentioned what Green Bay values as far as certain thresholds of the position, and also a projectability along a front seven that is going to add some talent along the defensive line and at edge this year. Need maybe a backer late on day three. You know, Shamar's a guy, if he slips down to that range, I think he's absolutely someone that you take a flyer on as far as a guy that may have a low floor, but the ceiling is absolutely immense. And I think sometimes it's just finding a guy to say, hey, look, you have these immense traits as an athlete. If we can find that median as a football player and to figure those two things out, you may have a special type of football player on your hands.
Let's talk a little bit about defensive linemen, specifically interior defensive linemen, because I think there is a belief amongst Packer fans that they need a couple more big fat guys to go in the middle there to get after, like the Philadelphia Eagles have at this point. And that's a position group that's testing today as well.
Absolutely. I you know, Steve, I could sit here all day and talk about the big boys up front with this interior class, you know, away from the Mason Graham, Walter Nolan, Kenneth Grants of the world. I think the day two bucket into day three, C.J. West from Indiana, Jamari Caldwell from Oregon, Aeneas Peebles from Virginia Tech, Ty Hamilton from Ohio State. It's just the names go on and on. Alfred Collins, I think, is one of the more elite run defenders in this class right away. All of these guys I expect to be immediate contributors. And it's not just going to have to be, you know, a guy you have to take in the top 60 or 70. You know, you could go even further down the board, and maybe it's a Howard Cross from Notre Dame or Riley Mills, his teammate down there in South Bend as well. So there's going to be guys on all 3 days where if you're Brian Gutekunst and you trust your eyes, you trust your football staff to really do the dirty work on this class, you're going to find a lot of players, even a guy like Joshua Farmer from Florida State, to where you can draft them and they'll have an impact quickly.
When we talk about interior defensive linemen, you bring up a guy like Alfred Collins, let's say, a wingspan of over 85 inches. How big of a deal really is that when you're talking about interior defensive linemen?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah, when you're along that defensive line, the biggest thing is getting your hands over your eyes and be able to peek and pursue along the defensive line. And when you're a guy like Alfred, to where, you know, teams in the NFL, they don't care how many stars you had in high school, where you played in college, and the production that you had, you're going to have to prove yourself. So not a lot of guys, maybe unless Mason Graham, you're going to face double teams quickly on. So the isolated opportunities are going to be there for Alfred early on. For a lot of these guys, they're going to be there. And if you can win in the one-on-one situations, those are the biggest things that I see in Alfred's tape specifically, along with even a guy, when I think about winning on one-on-one scenarios, is a former wrestler in Jordan Phillips from Maryland as well, that I've really enjoyed his tape, and also getting to know that young man this week in Indy. So big thing up front is winning with leverage, winning with your eyes, and stopping the run on early downs, which will pave the way for snaps for a lot of young players in this class.
Talk with Ryan Fowler, NFL college football analyst from the Draft Network. Follow him on Twitter at _RyanFowler_Ryan. Let's talk a little bit about podium and time with the media from all these different athletes that get up there to have their time. I used to go there years ago to the combine every year and watch how these different guys react to different questions that are thrown at them, the maturity level and everything that comes into it. For you, what are you looking for?
Yeah, I really enjoy getting to know these guys behind the face mask. You know, we're diving into these guys' tapes. Some guys it's maybe just 3 years. Some guys it's upwards of 5, 6, 7 years. Or a guy like Tyler Shuck, you know, the quarterback from Louisville, a lot of different programs, or even a Dylan Gabriel. But just getting to know who you are. You know, these GMs across football, they're not drafting guys to bring them in and say, hey, we want you here on one contract. We're trying to get two contracts out of you. Can we find guys that love the game of football, love the grind, and they're going to prepare themselves both mentally and physically to come in on Sundays for hopefully the next 5, 6, 7 years or more to contribute to hopefully win a Super Bowl or more, and specifically in this case, you know, for the Green Bay Packers. So that's the ultimate goal of Brian Gutekunst. And for me, looking at these guys, who are you away from when you don't have the helmet on? Are you a guy that's, you know, going to be fooling around, distracted all the time, not committed to your crime, and happy to be there to wear a jersey and steal a game check? Or are you someone that's going to step in between the lines, flip a switch, and become an immediate contributor wherever you go and continue to hone your craft at whatever position on whatever side of the ball? So that's the biggest thing for me with these players.
If you follow Ryan on Twitter, you've also seen that from time to time he'll tell you, oh, this player, you know, might have some meetings here with some of these teams. Man, I've been looking through your Twitter account every day. I never see anything involving the Packers, and I know Brian Gutekunst is there.
Yeah, look, hey, all I can report is what I know. I'm just putting out there what I get from teams and what I get from you know, agents and scouts across the league. So if the Packers pop up, they will. And I will tell you this, there's some stuff coming here down the line, but I know it seemed pretty quiet here so far.
It does seem pretty quiet, and I'm not all really that surprised by from that perspective with the Packers, because that's how they do things. They don't really want to be having anybody look at me type deal. When you look at the job that Brian Gutekunst has done with the Green Bay Packers over the last few years, how would you analyze it? Because, you know, that first round hasn't been exactly spectacular for him.
Yeah, I think when you look at overall the class, you know, I can sit here and talk about, you know, the Kingsley and Igbares of the world developing as a mid-day three guy, or the questions even I had to a Lucas Van Ness coming out of Iowa, where, you know, I did have some questions, right? Or the Jordan Morgan versatility type of pick on night one. But, I mean, you look at the offensive side of the ball with where they've drafted, you know, the Christian Watsons, Romeo Dubs, and names go on and on and on, the receiver position. I think he's done a fine job. Now, you won 11 games last year, and that's obviously a heck of a job, but you want to continue to push towards the divisional round, the conference title, and obviously into a Super Bowl, and hopefully bring one back to the Lambeau Field. So I think he's done a fine job, specifically over these last few years, and even on day three, to where you really do try to build a roster towards a Super Bowl. So I'll say I'd give him a B right now. Not a ton of hits, like you said, on the top 50 picks, but I think hopefully in this class, to where really a scouting staff is going to stand out with the guys in round three to round seven, I think this is where the Packers are going to shine a little bit.
All right, I want to ask your thoughts. If you're the Green Bay Packers, give me a guy or two that you think makes sense for them right now.
Yeah, I think where they are and the capital that they have on all 3 days, you know, on round one, you got to add the trenches, whether that's, You know, if Kenneth Grant slips there, is it a Shamar Stewart? You know, that's kind of where I'm at right now with this group. You know, is it a guy that's maybe a little bit under the radar that's going to rise in a Derek Harmon from Oregon, Omar Norman Lott from Tennessee, or even Darius Alexander from Toledo that's gotten some late first-round buzz? You know, so I just think adding to the trenches, you know, see, we get so obsessed with these skill players of offense, the quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, and putting up 40 a game. But if you can't win in the trenches, and even Gutekunst said it, hey, we want to get home with four. That's the dream of every defensive coordinator. Get a guy in the building that you're going to add along your defensive front that can flat out win in isolated scenarios and make things just a little bit easier for those around you. So I think adding to the defensive line early on in this draft is where I'm at right now for Green Bay.
Follow Ryan on Twitter at @RyanFowler_. And, of course, check him out at the Draft Network. What else can people find at the Draft Network?
Lots of stuff, audio, video content. You know, you mentioned my Twitter. I also have my podcast, Commanding the Huddle. Here, as we get post-combine, I will have a personal interview series with about 90 to 100 guys that you're going to be seeing this weekend here at the Combine. We're personal interviews with myself, so you can check that out on all podcast platforms as well.
There he is. Thanks so much, Ryan, for coming on, man. Truly appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. We'll talk to you soon. Take care, man.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.